The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The following program, Justice and Why It Matters to You, is sponsored by Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. This is Justice and Why It Matters to You, every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. All rise. Now, here's Justice and Why It Matters to You with Danny Manoff.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Justice and Why It Matters to You. I am Danny Manoff, Chief Executive Officer and President of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions Incorporated. You know, I spoke briefly about why we chose the name Intrepid. There is an aircraft carrier, the USS Intrepid, for those of you that are naval buffs out there, that was called the Ghost Ship in World War II by the Japanese. The reason is when they were desperate and losing and kamikaze attacking our boats, the USS Intrepid was hit five times. It listed back to port each time, was repaired, and came back, and the Japanese said, it's a ghost ship. Intrepid Paralegal Solutions is that stand for you, for justice. If you or a friend or anyone you know is having any kind of an issue with the law, the courts, with the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, if they're an inmate and they need help, which there's no one out there that wants to help inmates, guess what? Our bones at Intrepid were built on helping, first and foremost, people that have been wrongfully accused, that are incarcerated without good cause, and need help. Folks, Intrepid is innovating the space of legal services in the virtual frontier. We use technology to do what we do. We are a virtual company with skilled paralegals all over the country and attorney relationships that can be very valuable when you need a mouthpiece in court or someone to research the background of your matter. Folks, don't forget to give us a call, 301-302-7130, and you can find us on the web at ipsvirtual.com. That's I like ice, P like Paul, S like Sam, the word virtual.com. Again, our number, 301-302-7130. Our lines are open. Our local calling number is 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Or our long-distance number, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's 1-800-922-6680. Justice. We've talked about justice and what it means when it comes to elected officials. That they have to be responsible, make good choices to benefit those which elected them, the people. And justice is important, folks, for reasons that go beyond that. The theme of our show today is, do you care? Do you care? You know, we've got a governor in our state that came into office with $5.5 billion in surplus. And I've been really hitting on this issue because we're now $3 billion in the hole. That's an $8.5 billion swing in less than 2 years. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking at everything they do in the Annapolis area and trying to figure out if they even care about us. And I don't say it lightly because it's showing up everywhere. We're going to analyze a couple things today. We've talked a little bit about the budget and how they have made choices that are just unrealistic, given the revenue that's available, spending money they don't have, et cetera, et cetera. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about some of the injustices we touched on last time that made up our show and continue to finish those because I think they're important. We talked a little bit about the first one, which is police misconduct against people of color. And we heard it isn't just people of color. There's police misconduct towards people of color more often. They seem to have more interactions with the police from profiling and other elements of criminology that goes on. But all people have reported having misconduct against them. And we agreed that the solution was education. Education, that these officers need to be trained and refined in their job. And we've seen a lot happen to that regard. And law enforcement, folks, has a tough job. If you've never done a ride-along, go to your local precinct or station, ask them if you can schedule a ride-along in the evening between 8 p.m. and 2 in the morning. You'll see what goes on in police work, and I think it may shape how you feel about the police and the job they have to do. We talked about disproportionate school discipline against black students. I don't know how many of you saw this recent video that was on the internet. MLK High School, the students were beating the principal up, and there was nobody there helping. And even more significant, and this is how I feel about it, where are the parents? You know, these kids wild and act crazy and do things they shouldn't be doing. A, they should be prosecuted by the law. The police should put them in handcuffs, take them away for assault. And their parents should be arrested and brought in with them and then face a hearing to determine why it's okay to raise young people, think it's okay to do that to their principal or anyone else for that matter. It's not your skin tone, folks. It's accountability. Do you care? We talked a little bit about the injustice of hunger and how hunger affects folks in so many ways and in so many socioeconomic areas. Why that we have these problems when there's an abundance of food makes no sense. Why should there be a shortage? I worked for a period of time for an organization that was a community outreach firm. I was an evening supervisor. We imported 60,000 pounds of food per month from grocery stores that were throwing it away. And it was still good. And folks, I'm talking about steaks and chicken and hamburgers and racks of ribs and bacon and eggs and fruit and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And then the refrigerated trucks got it distributed to those in need. We shouldn't have a problem doing that if you care. And do you care is the theme today. We talked about the highest incarceration rate in the world. You know, the United States has the highest rate of incarceration of any independent democracy. The Prison Policy Initiative reported about 2 million people are in prison at any given time, which means out of every 100,000 people, 614 of them are incarcerated. And the country's response to crime is responsible. 70% of convictions lead to confinement, which is more than other developed nations. That's a statistic you don't hear a lot about, with similar crime rates. So once a person's been incarcerated, their human rights are very likely to be violated. And that's why I talked about Intrepid folks and why Intrepid Paralegal Solutions Incorporated offers a vital service to folks that have a loved one that's incarcerated. And prisons are violent places where inmates are frequently denied medical care. Again, why you need Intrepid. Addiction treatment, suicide prevention, all of those things are denied. And of course, they're regularly exploited through what's essentially slavery. According to the ACLU, non-industry jobs pay incarcerated workers an average of 13 to 52 cents an hour. Folks, I was there. I walked on the road and picked up trash on the road crew. I worked in the mess hall making sure the food got ordered. I did jobs in the school. I did all of it. And it just turns out that if you didn't have a side hustle, you couldn't do anything. So I'm saying this. Incarceration's high. What's the alternative? Well, education, just like with police officers. If they're going to be incarcerated, they should be educated. And folks, we'll be talking about who runs the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services today and what a joke that system is in Maryland and why we need to pay attention to it when they're spending $8.5 billion and not improving anything. It's a ton of money and more sitting at the top of it. And the Democratic Party wants you to think he's the great next president. I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or get sick. Criminalization of immigration. Okay, so we've been hearing a lot about immigration. Give me, you're tired, you're poor. The United States has a tremendous history of criminalizing immigration. It began in 1882 with the Chinese Inclusion Act, the country's first significant immigration law. And the law banned Chinese laborers from entering the United States for 10 years. We also can't forget that we interned the Japanese in World War II. And in almost 150 years since the Chinese Inclusion Act, the U.S. has continued to use the law and violence to restrict and punish immigration. And according to a report from the National Immigrant Justice Center, the government has prosecuted more migration-related offenses than any other type of federal offense in the last 20 years. Harsh policies like separating families, denying refugees their right to asylum, and stoking racist rhetoric against migrants reinforces the criminalization of immigration. Folks, our phone lines are open, 410-WCBM-680, or if you're outside the local area, 1-800-WCBM-680. And that's 1-800-922-6680. You know, immigration is a hot spot for sure. We've got a lot of challenges there, and doing this pushback in terms of how folks come into the country are key. The discriminatory component isn't really what the focus should be. They try to divide us with some of those statements, as one caller mentioned recently. What really matters is that they are accountable to us as citizens to control our borders. It's part of the Constitution, folks. Coin the money and protect the borders. And how have they done historically? It doesn't matter if it was Bush, Biden, Clinton, Trump. It doesn't matter. The job hasn't been done still the way that it should, which is folks should come through the front door legally, the way my grandparents did. And you know what really gets me? If you don't want to be in the United States and you're not proud to be in the U.S. and be a part of us, please don't come. That would be my message. Go back wherever you came from. We don't need people that want to criticize or downgrade our great nation. We need folks that want to work hard to make it better. And you know what? I am sick of people that don't value what it means to be a U.S. citizen. You don't know your history. Again, education. Take a look back in the rearview mirror at the things the United States has done and is doing around the world to create civility, humanity, and decency. Now, do we do things that take away from that too? Unfortunately, yes, you do when you're a hyperpower, not even a superpower. We're certainly involved in things we shouldn't be, and we do things that represent our interests that are not in the nicest things. As George Bush Sr. said, we have to deal with some unsavory people to do what it is that we do. Anyone that's naive enough to think that's not part of it, regardless of what flag is waving, well, you're just that. You're naive. And today, particularly the liberal population, you know, we should make it okay for a kid that's religious beliefs don't support them taking an LGBTQ class at Montgomery County, the indoctrination that they want to do there. What in the world? She's got the academics. She's got everything else in spades. This girl's done an amazing job and been a great student by all measures. But wait, you're not an expert on LGBTQ and what it means. What a load of you know what. I can't say it on the air, but it's a load. Okay? And do you care? Hey, folks, you can listen to the news, but let's start taking action. Maybe we need to form a class action suit against Montgomery County, a class action suit against the state of Maryland for failure to do proper fiscal management, for failure to fulfill the duties of their office that we elected them to. Hey, folks, we have legal remedies, and we can do it together, but you got to care. The theme is accountability. Where is our annual report where we get to see how much money they took in and how much money they spent? Remember, the state of Maryland doesn't have a CIA, NSA, DEA, or any secret budgets. They should be able to produce a clear, easy for us to understand annual report. This is how much we took in all revenue sources, and this is how much we spent and on what. I don't know about you, but it's super easy today with emails. They can send an email out to every citizen that's registered through your driver's license, through all the various money-sucking portals that Maryland has, where you always have to turn on your email address. Come on. Folks, the lines are open. We have an open discussion today on some of these issues or any of these issues. Local calls, 410-WCBM-680. Outside the local area, 1-800-922-6680. So what's the real impact of all of this? You know, we have all kinds of issues going on right now with the criminal justice system. It has a number of problems: high incarceration rates, racial disparities, inadequate legal representation, the act of 1961 that created a public defender. Well, guess what? It's overwhelmed. You don't get representation, you get a plea deal. And issues related to mental health and substance abuse in the system. And these issues are contributing to a system that is very much seen as unjust, unfair, or ineffective. Well, that might be because it is. Now, we're going to take a close look at Maryland and see what's going on there. But some of the problems that are identified are mass incarcerations. Here we are. We have overcrowded prisons and jails. And couple that with inadequate resources and staffing, you now have an unsafe and inhumane condition for inmates. You know, I became aware of a facility, the Central Laundry Facility in Sykesville, Maryland, and how the excess number of deaths from COVID took place at that location and who was responsible. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting
registration.
Yes. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I'm running the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. This is Justice and Why It Matters to You. Listen every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. All rise. Once again, here's your host, Danny Manoff.
Thank you, and welcome back to Justice and Why It Matters to You. The theme in today's talk in our show is accountability. Accountability, $5.5 billion. Spend it all, need another $3 billion. Do you care? The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services is the most wasteful, ineffectively managed organization in Maryland with 12,000-plus employees. We're paying for it. Do you care? We'll talk a little bit about it in a second. The whole system has limited resources and funding. We just talked about public defenders and the fact that the 1961 Act that funded that isn't funding anywhere near what's needed. And so what you get is not avid representation. You get a plea deal. That's what you get. And you then either go to jail or whatever. You didn't get to be heard. You didn't get to present your case. And I tell everybody out there, get your jury trial. It's your right. They'll tell you how you could get the maximum penalty. They'll tell you how it could go the wrong way. And you can look them in their eye and say, I'd like to be tried by 12 of my peers. And I'd like my constitutional rights. You know, constitutional rights, not so popular anymore. Thank God for Donald Trump. We'll talk a little more about that in a moment. So they have limited resources and funding, and they have a lack of trust. There's growing lack of trust between law enforcement and the communities that they're serving, particularly in the marginalized communities. Do you blame them? Hey, get shot, yanked out of your car, beat to death? Come on, man. That's where we need education, more education. But here's my favorite. This is the theme of the state of Maryland, lack of integration and coordination. The criminal justice system's often fragmented. It's got a lack of coordination between different agencies and stakeholders. And the lack of integration hinders effective response to crime, violence, representation, all of it. How could that be that the state of Maryland would have poor integration and coordination? What kind of waste could that create in a system that is fraught with waste and inefficiency? And it's a joke, folks. It's a joke. Well, it's time to talk about the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, the DPSCS. You know, it's a state agency that's supposed to protect the public, its employees and its individuals under its supervision. That's right in their mission statement. Of course, we just had a parole agent get murdered. And the first thing that happens after the big fanfare of Miss Scruggs being appointed as head of the DPSCS is they're ready to fire her. And that's the reactionary type of thinking that's a problem in the state of Maryland and many states. But let's focus on Maryland only. Governor Moore wanted the political capital, so he got Miss Scruggs, who grew up in the DPSCS system. Listen, folks, I was in this system. And you know what's funny? I was their nightmare. I was an educated white man incarcerated in their system, and no one knew how to deal with me. Case managers would say, you shouldn't be here. You're being harmed more economically every day. And case managers, oh my God, folks, they didn't even know how to use the computer to fill out the fields in an Adobe form. They would print them out and then fill them in. And we wonder why we have a deficit of $3 billion. But don't let me get started. I got plenty to talk to you all about another time in this show on some of the things I saw. But let's talk a little bit about the DPSCS. They're responsible for managing prisons, parole, probation, pretrial detention, and other public safety functions in the criminal justice system. The leader is the current secretary of the DPSCS, is Carolyn J. Scruggs, who was appointed by Governor Wes Moore. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. The DPSCS is one of the largest departments in Maryland with a budget that exceeds $1 billion. Okay, folks, $1 billion. What do they do for $1 billion? What do 12,000 people get done every year for $1 billion? Do you care? I do. The size is huge. Responsibilities for the custody of pretrial detainees, incarcerated individuals, supervised offenders. That's their word, offenders. It also oversees Division of Correction, which manages Maryland prisons. And the units, the DPSCS includes various divisions such as parole and probation, information technology, and intelligence and investigation, among others. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Listen, this system is a joke. And, you know, being popular is what Moore wants to be. He really wants to be president. He doesn't care about Maryland or the citizens of Maryland. He cares about political capital. They all do when they're in elected positions, you know, except for this one guy, best I can tell. This one guy, a multi-billionaire, comes into the White House. He's not there because he wants to be popular, folks. He might like approval. Most folks do. But popularity is not what it's all about. You're about to see arrests go down for people that have stolen from the American public. And in Maryland, it's Moore. That's the one that's stolen from us. He stole $5.5 billion, and he's trying to steal another $3 billion. And he's doing it with things like this, the DPSCS and the bad choices being made there. Folks, I know some of you have had experiences. I want to hear what you have to say. Local calls 410-WCBM-680, that's 922-6680, or outside the local area, 1-800-922-6680. Bad choices. Well, now Scruggs was the first African-American female ever named to be the DPSCS secretary. Well, why does the race matter? Is that a qualifier for the job? Or is that just a product of failure that was raised in a system that hasn't worked since ever? And now she's in charge of it, a 27-year veteran of DPSCS who's played a critical role in pretrial corrections and DOC, including oversight of the CJIS and programs, treatment, and services, all of which were a failure. Just like the murder of a parole agent that just occurred is another failure in the system. Now, they react to the murder of a parole agent, probation agent, because, hey, guess what? That's a law enforcement official. But they didn't react to all the individuals that died from COVID in Sykesville, Maryland at the Central Laundry Facility that was 7 or 8 times the national average. And when you look across the board in Maryland's prison system, what do you see? All kinds of COVID deaths that took place because they're so inefficient, so indifferent, and so out of touch with what's going on. Your life's really at risk when you get incarcerated because of the people that are running the system. It's a joke. Let's take a good look at Ms. Scruggs, an appointee of Governor Moore who wanted to make sure that the first African-American female got elected to this position, as if her race mattered. Gee, folks, I don't know about you. If you were serious about improving systems, maybe what you need to do is get new blood in outside of our system that isn't working, that has bred and enforced more of the same. Oh, that's right. A couple shows ago, everybody will remember this. If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always gotten, which is an almost probable certain future, which is a repeat of the past. Welcome to Governor Moore Show. That's whose show it is. Do you care? Governor Moore, you're a joke. You're wasting money and you're not improving our systems at all. What you're doing is trying to acquire political capital, and you did it with DPSCS. Got a little dossier here on Carolyn Scruggs. You know, I'm sure she's a nice lady, don't get me wrong, but so what that she came up through a broken system? So what that she grew up in East Baltimore and that she's worked for 30 years for the DPSCS, a great pension? But you know what? What has she done? Why would we promote somebody to the position of a $1 billion a year budget entity with no innovative record behind them? Her statement, bringing more opportunities to our incarcerated persons that will become returning citizens in our communities, stands as her most significant professional accomplishment, according to her application. Education's the key. I do see where she's trying to bring universities to come in behind the walls, but I tried to bring an education program to the system, and you know what? They wanted us to pay for it. They wanted us to do this. They wanted us to do that. They didn't want to have any skin in the game. And let me tell you, when an inmate gets to the place where he's on the hill in Hagerstown or a release facility like Sykesville Central Laundry, they don't give him any skill sets they need to reintegrate into society. That $1 billion budget's going for uniforms and benefits and things for the correctional officers and the facility administrators who sit in their office or walk around with a really fairly cushy job. Guess what? They're the ones who are getting the money. The inmates, what training do they get? They're an organized slaver. It's a big deal, organized slavery. It's a big deal because you get to leave and go out and pick up trash so you're not locked in a building all day. It's a big deal that you get to go out and work in a parks department because you're not locked in a room all day. Really? That's what it's all about? How about this? Your sentence will be shortened 6 months if you maintain a B average in a curriculum that is about a new job skill, a trade, something that they could actually use when they get back to society instead of these knucklehead program platitudes like Ms. Scruggs here, who I see nothing in my research, and I know from spending time in the Maryland correctional system, nothing that they did that translates through to the individual trying to get their life back together. It's a joke. Her leadership extends beyond administrative duties to mentorship. Oh, really? So she's mentoring low-level staff to excel into supervisory and management positions. Folks, it's like a conveyor belt. They're not measuring their skill sets by any real standards. The unpopular guy, Donald Trump, and DOGE that are cleaning clocks and getting people out of the positions they've been in, sucking us dry of revenue because they don't perform. And if you want to perform, prove that you perform. Prove that you're somebody that should be there. You know, the DEI initiatives and everybody crying about that. Look at who's crying about it, okay? The ones crying about it are the ones that think they ought to have a free lunch. And the ones that want to work aren't. And the reality is, all of my life, you know, I loved it when they made it a racial issue. And we had a caller. I loved this guy that called a few weeks ago. And he said, they're always trying to divide us with the racial issue. Boy, they are. I got a news flash for you. I didn't grow up rich. Everything I have, I worked for. Okay? Everything. And guess what? White privilege? Blue, black, green privilege, it's all a joke. Here's what matters. What are people like Carolyn Scruggs doing to improve a $1 billion system that's hemorrhaging cash and should be part of an annual report so we can see how they're failing us as citizens in Maryland and failing the incarcerated by not helping them be skilled back into society? They still call you an offender. You're an offender forever. The whole idea that you somehow paid your debt to society, totally not true. Let's go further with the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. But before we do that, the phones are open, folks. Local number 410-WCBM-680. That's 922-6680. Long distance outside the Maryland area, 1-800-922-6680. Give us a call. Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services is one of the largest departments in Maryland. Primary focus on ensuring safety for all Marylanders, allowing residents to enjoy living and working in the state. Of course, you're being taxed to death and paying more to renew your tags than anybody, but hey, that's the MORE program, everybody. Let me show you how to blow $5.5 billion and ask for another three. Well, Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, affectionately known as the DPSCS, well, they've increased security at their institutions while leading the way in innovative justice projects that will help offenders reintegrate into society upon release. Oh, I'm sorry, that's BS. Okay, they've done no such things at all. What they have done, though, is continue to spend money and waste money like it's nobody's business. So Ms. Scruggs, Secretary of the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, here we see it again. It's Maryland. Got to get credit for having the first African-American woman. Guess what? I don't care, guys. I don't care. Do you? Do you care if she's a black woman, a green woman, a blue woman? I don't care. What are your skill sets? Ms. Scruggs has nearly three decades of experience as a veteran of the DPSCS. So that means she's grown up in a system that's broken, convoluted, disconnected, and ineffective. So that's great. And she's done work with the DOC, part of the broken, convoluted system, vital role in developing statewide fingerprint and case management systems, and the award-winning crisis de-escalation training. You know what, folks? That's a lot of fluff. Fluff, fluff, fluff. And her degree, you think it might be in criminal justice? No, political science. Yeah, how interesting. And that's who's running this system. She was a correctional officer at Baltimore Central Booking and Intake Center 95 and eventually became their warden there at that facility while working on developing critical public safety components, including the OCMF system and the MAFIS system, which are identifying systems for inmates. And then she took operation over in 2019 for the COVID-19 response operations. Ms. Scruggs, a lot of people died under your watch that shouldn't have died, and their blood's on your hands. And their families have every right to come at you. Carolyn J. Scruggs, and it's at the dpscs.maryland.gov, folks. Guess what? Sykesville, Maryland, have a facility called the Central Laundry Facility. Used to be a for real big-time laundry facility. What it is now is a little camp where they have incredible mismanagement. You got a number of staff there that are abusive, punitive, unfair. The FA there, facility administrator, is the same. They continue to pick absolute failures for facility administration folks. But during that timeline that Ms. Scruggs is running this COVID-19 response operations, what another fluff talk that is. You had real deaths occurring at a precipitous amount in this facility, and they're doing nothing to take these people out or to thin it out or to control it. We'll talk more about this after our break.
Temperatures will warm up into Mother's Day before cooling slightly starting off the week on Monday. As far as this afternoon, some sunshine and at times some gusty winds out of the northwest near 20 or 25 miles per hour as the high gets close to 75. Winds will diminish overnight under a partly cloudy sky with a low dropping to 58. Sunny and warmer on Mother's Day tomorrow with a high of 82. Just a few clouds tomorrow night with a low in the upper 50s. And for Monday, an increase in cloud cover with a high approaching 78 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites to save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
The Kim Klasick Show.
School choice should be a no-brainer, especially if you want to give these kids, and I would say kids of color, and a better opportunity in cities like Baltimore, right? Why would you be against that? In my view, those that are against school choice for those in the city of Baltimore, it is very hard to convince me that that doesn't seem what a person on the left would consider racist.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. Now, back to Justice and Why It Matters to You. Every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. All rise. Now, here's your host, Danny Manoff.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Intrepid Paralegal Solutions Incorporated, innovating the legal space in the virtual frontier, helping people achieve justice. And you know, we care. Theme of today's show is Do You Care? And it's accountability. And we've agreed accountability is a part of justice. And you know what? We have folks that aren't accountable running this state of Maryland, state of chaos, state of waste, state of inefficiency, state of ineffectiveness. Yep. So we're looking at Carolyn J. Scruggs right now. She does have a master's degree in criminal justice administration from Copan State University. I don't want to leave that out. A master's on how to work with a dysfunctional organization. You know, we talk about people dying at alarming rates. It's clear. A report came out on April 18th of 2024. I guess nobody cares unless it's a loved one or a relative of yours, a father, mother, sister, brother. They failed to act when COVID hit prisons. New study shows the deadly cost. People in prisons died at 3.4 times the rate of the free population, and the oldest folks were hit the hardest with even higher rates. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of Ms. Scruggs and people like her, they're not organized. They don't have a system. They don't care, folks. They go to work every day. You, as a working person, you don't want to hear about it. What? People broke the law. Let's just put them in prison and forget about them. Hey, folks, the way you treat your prisoners is a sign of your civility. And believe me, you can look at some countries down south where they don't eat unless their family brings them food. And if they starve to death, put them in a bag and throw them out. That's not the United States of America. And it's not the principles we're supposed to hold true. And guess what? We got people like Moore, our governor, blowing money, letting a prison system that doesn't work right run amok. Our phones are open, 410-922-6680. That's WCBM 680. And outside the local area, 1-800-922-680. The study is alarming when you look at the various states and what the impact of deaths were. Some states were so disorganized they had to call in the National Guard just to take temperatures and administer medications. Fortunately, Maryland didn't reach that point, but Maryland didn't do well. They had a number of deaths in 2020, disproportionate to national averages, and they had an increase in the death rate per 10,000 in prison. And it's speculated that they didn't report their numbers completely or maybe truthfully. Imagine that Maryland would do something like that. Hard to believe. You know, correctional officers go into the facility, and what they do is they sit around and observe and take roll at a desk. And some of them really abuse the population and do things like trying to capture illegal TVs that were left by an inmate that went home, and then charging $5 a month for an inmate to have a TV in his cell so they have extra pocket money. No one seems to do anything about policing the police. We know that's not popular, but there's a lot of corruption going on. You folks may recall not too long ago there was pregnancies where the correctional officers were getting impregnated by inmates, and there were drug running and prostitution, all kinds of stuff going on in the correctional system. Well, we have a caller on the line. We have Alan, and I'd like to have Alan weigh in today. Alan, are you there? Let's see what's happening here. Alan in Dundalk. Okay, Alan in Dundalk, how are you? Can you hear me, Alan? Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to Justice and Why It Matters to You. Really appreciate your support, sir. What do you have on your mind today?
You know, years ago, we used to say, they'll leave money on the nighttime table and leave. That was the old joke.
Right.
Politicians.
Yeah.
Now, the new joke is, they don't leave any money on the nighttime table. They rummage through your wallet, steal all your credit cards, all your cash, all your jewelry, and ransack your house.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they don't wake you up.
Right, and they kick your dog. Don't forget they kick your
dog. And they kick your dog.
Right.
Now, the reason this has happened is because we live in a state that votes blue no matter who.
Right.
That's really sad.
Sick.
But we need a situation where the politicians that we elect need to be held accountable to us, the electorate, to us, the sovereign.
What do you think of the idea, Alan, of a class action suit by those that want to do it in Maryland and file that suit? File it against the elected officials for dereliction of duty, failure to fulfill their professional responsibilities as elected, and, of course, fraud, because the financial fraud that's being perpetrated on us right now is epic. Wouldn't you agree?
Only if they can serve time in prison.
Correct. There needs to be a punishment.
Only if they can serve time in prison.
Right.
How in the world does a governor blow through $8.5 billion in less than 2 years and has absolutely no accountability, no way of showing where that money went?
He's the next presidential candidate. Haven't you heard? They like him so much, they think he ought to be president. Why would that be? That would be to reverse all the hard work that's going on right now, right?
I have a humble suggestion. How would we get about to getting a recall bill in Maryland? A recall that would recall mayors, governors, county executives, and hold them accountable. A recall bill that would allow us to recall any elected official. In fact, we could call it the oops bill.
Yeah, I like it. And you know what's funny? It's not funny is the wrong word, but you and I both work for a living. We're professional people. I never had a job where I just had the job because they liked me, or I was a white guy or a black guy. None of that mattered. It was about, you got to do your job. And if you didn't do your job, guess what you were? You were unemployed. So it's very interesting how it works in the political venue that they just cruise along. I recently, I want to dovetail on what you just said. I recently read an article, very interesting, showed how long Donald Trump had been involved in politics, not that long, showed how long Elon Musk had been involved in politics, not that long, but then Biden and Clinton and Bush and all of them, right, all these years and years and years, Chuck Schumer, in politics, and they're supposed to fix the problems when they've been part of creating it. It's just like I'm saying about this Carolyn Scruggs, elected by Moore because she's a black female. What difference does it make what the race is? Can you do a good job? Do you have the ability? So you're right. A recall provision would be awesome.
Well, you see, here's the whole problem. I'm serious.
Alan, before you answer that, let me just say we've got to take a quick break. Stay with me. I want to hear what you have to say.
All right, well.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Bob Weinholt with Horizon Cinemas, inviting you to join me and my partner Ira Miller for Movie Talk. Get the latest information on the movie industry Saturdays at 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Justice and Why It Matters to You. Listen every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. All rise. Once again, here's your host, Danny Manoff.
And welcome back to Justice and Why It Matters to You. We've got Alan in Dundalk. Alan, I need to hear what you have to say, and then I got to move on to another caller because I got Chris in St. Michael's. He wants to add something, too. Alan, what do you got here?
Not a worry. One of the problems that we are faced with is politicians never fix problems. Because once they fix a problem, they've got nothing to raise money on.
Right.
They've got nothing to run on.
That's right.
So one of the things we must do, how can we get a movement started today, tomorrow, this week, to get a recall movement, a recall act in Maryland?
Well, you've made a call. You've made a call to a place that could make that happen. Do me a favor. Go to our website, ipsvirtual.com, Alan, and just put in a note what you just talked about. And let's see if we can work together to build that. I like the idea very much. And I appreciate
you.
Spell
that phonetically for me, IPF.
I like ice, P like Paul, S like Sam, the word virtual.com.
Thank you so much.
Alan, because be in touch. I want to hear more from you. Thanks for your support. Let's move on.
If we don't do something, we're going to lose everything.
I know we are. They're after us, for real, our pockets. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Chris in St. Michael's. Chris, how are you today, man? Thanks for supporting
Justin. I'm doing well, sir. And actually, my name is Frank.
Frank. Oh, he had it in as Chris. I'm sorry. My programmer got that wrong. I'm sorry. What's happening?
It's God's honest truth here. if you may remember, about a dozen years ago or more, there was a big issue in the prisons where all this contraband was getting through.
Yeah, these correctional guards were selling it for profit. They were very creative, by the way. They knew how to hollow out the heels to their boots, fill it with heroin, bring it in, sell it. It was a great market. But, yeah, what happened there?
I have a handicapped daughter, and I took her over to Jessup to visit with a friend at the prison.
Right.
And I got disoriented, didn't know where to go, so I went into this building. And with God as my witness, there was 25 guards lined up waiting to get in. Do you know how many guards they pulled out of line to check? Three.
Yeah.
You could bet all three of them knew that they were the ones that were going to get pulled out of line.
Well, here's where it gets funny. They've got these goons. They wear green uniforms. They're the rapid response team, right? And they've got narcotics-trained German shepherds. When they come in to toss the inmate cells, they bring all the resources, right, because they're trying to find all the drugs. But the self-check, you don't see any of that. You don't see the green goons. You don't see the drug dogs. And they only catch them after it's so obvious that they got to do something or someone on the outside is going to turn into law enforcement. They'll look like they're not doing their job. And I say that because I've been in that system. I was incarcerated. I'd never been in trouble in my life. And I'm not a dumb guy. I'm a well-educated guy. And I'm watching all this go down. It's a burgeoning industry, man. A lot of these correctional officers have boats and extra vehicles and nice homes. And guess where that money's coming from? It's coming from the other alternative economy in the correctional system in the state of Maryland. You got people like Scruggs running this system that are a product of the system. What's she going to do to help things? You know what I mean?
Well, my friend, first, I want to tell you, I've never heard of you until today, and I greatly appreciate you, and I hope I hear you more.
Man, thanks for your support. I'm that guy that wants to just tell it like it is now. And you know what? I like this president, man. He's making arrests happen for all the fraud and waste and robbery that's been happening to us for years. There's people going down. Keep your eyes open. It's time for accountability.
Well, thank you for your time, sir. Take care.
Be good, my friend. Thank you.
Alrighty.
So, folks, here we are. We hear clearly that people have had all they can take when it comes to waste, fraud, inefficiency, ineffectiveness. Listen, why can't we start some type of a class action group to hold these politicians accountable, to introduce to the Maryland Senate and legislative bodies a recall provision that after 6 months, if they're not doing their job, you're fired, just like our president says. What do you think? You're not going to ride on us and draw a salary because you're an elected official now and you can rub elbows with all your other cronies and not do your job. If you were like all of us out here, we're struggling to pay bills and to make our mortgage payments. And now we got Governor Moore, who is a epic center of waste, fraud, and inefficiency, who thinks it's okay to make it harder for us, guys. Greater taxes on your property, higher rates for your tags on your car, greater fees anywhere they can stick us. And guess what? It's wrong. It is wrong. Where's our annual report? Where can we see what it is you're doing with our money? Where is the accountability? I don't think it exists, folks. I think we need to be in a position to demand it. On behalf of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions Incorporated, our team nationally, we are so grateful to be doing this show and making a difference. Thank you for the comments we've heard from our callers. And I encourage everyone to take a look at our website, I like ice, P like Paul, S like Sam, virtual.com, or call us at 301-302-7130. Intrepid, we stand in the space of justice for everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. I certainly appreciate each and every one of you and your courage and abilities every day. Let's make sure we're always focused on justice, treating each other fairly, and doing what's right even when no one's watching. Have a great day, everyone.